This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. You have made it. You have crested the peak. It is hump day, and it's going to be such an awesome night tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Tony Bobulinski took his big axe to grind into Congress today and just blasted away at the Bidens. We have all kinds of stuff on that tonight. AOC's an actress. We're going to talk about what the Fed did today. Savings accounts are being wiped down. Baby pictures and making money off your baby's pictures. Credit scores are down. We got a bunch of drag queen trannies in the government and parents financially supporting their adult children. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In fact, I have a special guest about a half hour from now. Going to talk about a company that you should never, ever, 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 ever patronize again, and one you might already be patronizing. We will get to all that and so much more on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, obviously, we're going to tackle all this Tony Bobulinski stuff. Tony Bobulinski, Biden family business partner, gave all kinds of testimony today in Congress. We'll talk about why it matters, what he said, everything else, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I'm going to do something right off the bat, though, that's a little bit different than that. We ended up having a pretty long talk last night about, we were talking about the Afghanistan testimony and what global war on terror veterans are going through, and there was a lot of that kind of talk last night. And we had a lot of emails like this today. And I just wanted to open up and just let you know that I hear you and follow it up with a little something. Anyway, I got a lot of emails like this, various versions of Jesse. My oldest son graduated MCRD in 06, high school same year, went to Iraq, then Afghanistan, 0311 dog handler, dark horse, lost 30 warriors, IEG, RPG, suicides. My younger son graduated 08, third LAR. That's also infantry, by the way. Also went to Iraq, Afghanistan, hit by a double IED in his eight-wheeler command vehicle in Afghanistan. Both retired as sergeants. Both would have stayed in to do their 20, but they came out disillusioned from what they saw and what they heard and what they had seen. Both have gone to therapy for PTSD. Thank God both are still alive. Got a bunch of those. Jesse, I'm going through this. Jesse, I've been through that. Jesse, it's been hard for me. I just want to make sure I remind all of you that I also got a bunch of these. Jesse, I'm listening to your radio show. I want you and your fellow Marines to know your service wasn't for nothing. I know Iraq turned out to be a disappointment. Afghanistan withdrawal was messed up by the Biden administration. But those of us in the United States of America still value your service to our country. I know the military is severely mismanaged, but we still love you guys. There are stacks of these. Gentlemen, if you're listening and you're struggling, just know all kinds of support still out there. All right, now let's deal with Tony Bobulinski and the Biden family, and let's clear something up right off the bat. Tony Bobulinski showed up today and right off the bat started chucking bombs in a way that you don't normally hear in congressional testimony. When people sit in front of Congress, it's this official proceeding and you have all these congressmen up there, people generally try to sound lawyerly, benign, answer the questions, try to get through it. Tony Bobulinski showed up and he just started pulling the pin on grenades.
I'll recognize Mr. Bobulinski for his opening statement.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski.
Ouch. All right, let's deal with Tony Bobulinski first. Have you ever known someone who got divorced? Or maybe you yourself have gone through a divorce or two. You ever been through one? Seen someone go through one? In general, the norm is they're unpleasant. We'll put it that way. Not very many people out there enjoy the whole divorce experience. And frankly, not many people out there get through it and say, you know, that wasn't so bad. We still get along really well. It really wasn't that bad. You hardly ever hear that, do you? You don't. All you ever hear is, he's such a jerk, I hate him, she's an evil witch, and that's all you ever get. But why? Well, there are a variety of reasons why that's the case, but one of the big reasons, kind of the overarching reason, is when you've been married to somebody, you know them, and they know you. You know their strengths. You know their weaknesses. You know their flaws. You know what gets to them. And because you were once together and now you're separating, you're wounded and you have the unique ability, because of your knowledge, to wound them. You know what will get to them. You know what will drive them crazy. I can see the divorce people right now cringing because they know exactly what I'm talking about. I've seen it a bunch. It just happens all the time. Well, Tony Bobulinski showed up today in the House of Representatives, and we should all be very clear on Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski is a human being who did business, lots of business, with the Biden crime family. Tony Bobulinski knows the ins and outs of the Biden crime family because he was involved in Joe Biden's criminal empire. And Tony Bobulinski was absolutely screwed over by the Bidens. We know from text messages, from testimony we have now, that essentially Tony Bobulinski, he feels like he was left hanging out to dry by the Bidens. When the Bidens were starting to get caught up in all their various wrongdoing, they were running cover for each other. Oh, sure, cover for Hunter and cover for Jim and cover for this and cover for that. Tony's looking around. He's saying, where's my cover? And boom, now you got a problem on your hands. It's no different than a million pieces of mafia testimony that you have heard in your lifetime. So often that testimony comes from a wise guy who feels like he was done wrong by the family he was loyal to. And you can tell exactly how personal this was for Tony Bobulinski, because the dude just crucifies members of Congress in his opening testimony. I'm not exactly sure that this is the norm, but it was so bad. Jamie Raskin, that piece of trash, stepped in and he's like, hey, wait, he's calling me a liar.
That the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers.
I'm going to pause for a moment. Representative Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, who we just referenced there, they're on the committee. They're sitting about 10 feet away as he goes after them.
Will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
This is Jamie Raskin's voice you're about to hear. He's so aghast that he was just blasted in the opening statement. He's stepping in.
Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the
Okay. Feed. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Pause for a moment. I want to do a little housekeeping thing in case you're not aware. You probably already are, but sometimes people don't know how these annoying little procedural things work. Witnesses and the individual congressman in these hearings, they are allotted time, certain specific amounts of time. The witness gets so much time to speak. The congressman gets so much time to question the witnesses. That's how these things always work. And so what you're going to hear is a bunch of haggling about time. Well, do I get my time? Do I reclaim my time? He gets his time. Don't take away his time. That's all you're hearing here.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
Should I address? I don't.
There's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think Mr. Raskin, used.
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts.
Yeah. It got uncomfortable today, and it was fantastic. We'll talk about that and a lot of the internal workings and what we saw and why we saw it. We'll go into all that in a moment. Before we do any of that, let's do something else. The Federal Reserve, they kept interest rates at the current level. Why did they do that? Well, here's the headline. They kept interest rates at the current level as inflation persists. Inflation is not getting better, as you know. You buy groceries. It's getting worse. The fiscal crisis is coming. That's not a maybe. I'm not doing one of these. Well, I think it might. It's coming. Prepare. That's all we can do. We can't sit around and cry and whine and suck our thumbs. We can prepare or we can get buried when it gets here. Oxford Gold Group is how we prepare for the fiscal crisis. Because things you can touch and feel, hard assets, they are what make it through the hard times. Oxford Gold Group will mail gold or silver coins to your front door. Let them. They'll get it in your IRA. They'll get it in your 401k. They'll handle these things for you and they make it easy. So call them and let them make it easy. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them I told you to call. They will take care of you, but call them. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a fantastic hump day. We have a special guest coming up about 10 minutes from now. There's an American company you probably have never thought of as evil. We're not talking about run-of-the-mill corporate insanity here. I'm talking legit evil. They will take every dime you send them, and they will use it to destroy you. We're going to talk about that company. We'll reveal it. We'll talk about the details of it. It's going to be a great explainer on how all this communist dark money works. Anyway, that's coming up about 10 minutes from now, so buckle up for that. We're talking about the Tony Bobulinski testimony today, and I'm going to play Representative Byron Donalds here in a moment. It's a little long, but he essentially lays out everything. Before he lays everything out, I just want to say on a personal note, sometimes when things get bad enough, I find humor in them. When things get so bad that you're not sure if they can be fixed or they're just so horrible, I don't know why. I'm sure it's some kind of a coping mechanism. I think it's funny. Sometimes I think it's funny. And I was thinking about this as it pertains to Joe Biden today. Okay, let's talk about this. Joe Biden, he's the president of the United States of America. That is, I think you could fairly say that's the most important job in the world. Chris, Michael, is there a more important job than president of the United States of America that you can think of? I can't. as far as responsibilities go and things that are at stake, it's the most important job in the world. And the president of the United States of America has dementia. Think about that. We have now multiple pieces of recent testimony from people who have sat down with Joe Biden. And it's not that they've really said he's a little off. They've come out and basically said he's losing it. He doesn't have his faculties anymore. That human being is the president of the United States of America. So that's one part of the presidency. That's bad, okay? That's bad. But then there's another part of the presidency. Communists. In part because he's so weak and feeble, Joe Biden isn't actually running anything. His staff is. Okay, so who are his staffers? Who are the people pulling the Joe Biden puppet strings? Well, it's people like Susan Rice and Victoria Nunes, and it's communists. Not even really people who hide the fact that they're communists. Full-blown America-hating communists are the ones making decisions on behalf of the dementia-addled president of the United States of America. So again, it's worse. It's even worse than that. It's not just that he has dementia. He's got dementia and communists run his administration. But wait, there's more. Here, I feel like the infomercial guy, the OxyClean guy. But wait, there's more. He's also a criminal. Joe Biden is a criminal. It is a crime to use your elected position to enrich yourself in any way. That is a crime. And I understand crimes committed by our politicians have now been simply baked into the cake in this country, but it is criminal. It is a crime. If I was even let's say I was a senator, a congressman, and my oldest son, James, he's looking for a job. And let's say I was dealing with the oil industry. I'm dealing with a bill that has to do with the oil industry. And it comes out that I send a text message to some local oil guy here in Houston. Hey, it's Congressman Kelly here. You know, we got this big oil bill coming up soon. You know, my son, James, he's looking for work. I'd love it if he could find a spot in your office. That's a crime. It is a crime. No matter how sly and slick I try to get, I just try to use my position in power to enrich myself or my family. That's a crime. I committed a crime. Joe Biden has committed crimes the entirety of his career. What we're about to hear a lot, and a lot of this is from Donald as he outlines, don't worry, you're going to get specifics from the communist Chinese to the Biden family. But what it generally comes down to is this. Joe Biden has spent his entire career as senator, as vice president, and of course, we all know this is still happening as president, using his political positions to enrich himself and his family. The president of the United States of America doesn't only have dementia. He's not only controlled by committed communists. He's a criminal.
To the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record. I need to
pause for a moment. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but this can get a little convoluted and a little confusing. So I want to lay out exactly what you're hearing here beforehand. I should have done that otherwise, but I'm unprofessional and unprepared. So let me explain. Joe Biden's family, they set up various shell companies. And when I say various, I want you to understand there isn't a shell company. Biden Family Inc. There are many, 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 many shell companies. If I was to lay them out, and some of these congressmen have done so, you can go find them online. If I was to give you a visual of it, I know we're doing radio or podcast here, it would look like a gigantic spider web. There are all kinds of companies, many of them. Now, you should know that that's obviously, it's just more evidence of criminality. You don't have that many companies. Yeah, you might have an LLC here, a side company here. You don't have a spider web of them when you're part of a politician's family, unless you're washing money, unless you're hiding money. That's the whole point of these. So as he lays all this stuff out, it can get to be a lot, but that's what you're listening to, okay? And I'm going to let him, I will let him talk, I swear. after we talk to our special guest with a special reveal. Before we talk to our special guest, maybe as they lay all this corruption stuff out, your mind will have a hard time following along. All that means is you haven't taken your chalk today. You understand that chalk is as much about your mind as it is your body. When I tell you about a male vitality stack from chalk or female vitality stack or whatever, but let's make it about the male one for right now. Your mind is foggy right now and you don't realize it because your T levels are low. And once your T levels begin to rise, 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days, it honestly, it's like you wake up every day and the fog is lifted a little more and a little more and a little more. And after a while, you'll feel like your mind is on freaking overdrive. You're focused. You're just better. Every part of you is better. So much more than just physical. Get some natural herbal supplements in your body and in your life. And Chalk has the best ones out there, and they have big discounts on subscriptions, so get a subscription and save some money. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Our special guest, next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and any song that is that bad can only mean one thing and one thing only here on the Jesse Kelly Show. It means our guest failed to pick a song, and you know the rule here on the show. If you don't pick one, we will pick the worst song we can find as your introduction song. So joining me now is an amazing investigative journalist doing some great work out there. However, someone who made a musical mistake, Parker Thayer. Parker, I bet you won't make that mistake again, will you, brother?
Oh, no, I certainly won't. But I have to say you might have made a mistake as well, because you definitely could have gone with the worst song. You could have gone with Dylan Mulvaney's new song.
That's a very fair point. That's a fair point. All right. So before I bring in Parker to talk about what he's going to talk about, a couple things. We don't realize, you could write a book on this. Someone should, probably Parker should. You could write an entire book on how much evil you fund with the money you spend in corporate America. And I'm pointing fingers at myself, too. The average American does not understand how a lot of these corporations work. But there are some, there are degrees of evil in the corporate world. Patagonia is something, anybody who's outdoorsy had always heard of Patagonia. I grew up hiking, hunting, fishing. I know all about Patagonia. Very, very popular. Patagonia is a uniquely evil company. Parker, it's your story. It's your work. It's not mine. The floor is yours.
Yeah. I also grew up loving Patagonia. I'm a big outdoorsman myself. I don't think most people realize this, but a few years ago, the founder of Patagonia's name is Yvan Chouinard. He gave his entire company, 98% of shares, to a left-wing dark money group that's managed by a for-profit company called the Holdfast Collective. That company runs five nonprofits. They're called, people like to call them dark money 501c4 advocacy groups. In total, it was $1.7 billion between five nonprofits. It was the biggest dark money contribution in United States history. The whole company is now owned. All the profits from Patagonia now go to funding, supposedly saving the planet. Now, what does saving the planet look like to the left? Of course, it always means electing Democrats. No matter what cause they profess to be supporting, it always means electing Democrats. This group gave $100,000 each to Chuck Schumer's Senate Majority PAC and the House Majority PAC. It's funding groups like the Center for American Progress Action Fund, which is the place John Podesta used to work. It's funding the Black Voters Matter Fund, which is really telling about we've now transitioned from Black Lives Matter to Black Votes Matter. And now this group is facing an FEC complaint for not properly filing, allegedly, their campaign finance receipts. It's a gigantic rat's nest of money, and people really need to stop supporting it.
You heard it from Parker. Stop shopping at Patagonia. Okay, Parker, now walk us through some of this stuff, because this stuff gets so confusing. Even as you lay it out in writing, it can get confusing, let alone for people listening right now. Okay, walk me through a C4. What does that mean? Yeah. You mentioned all these C4s underneath this group. What's a C4? How's that work?
Yeah, so a 501c4 itself is totally fine. In fact, the left hates 501c4s, even though they use way more of them and fund them more heavily than the right does. A 501c4 is kind of what people associate with, like, lobbying. It's a public interest group, similar to a charity, but they're not, the contributions to them are not tax exempt. Half of what they do, essentially, there are a lot of complicated rules, but half of what they do has to be, by the IRS's definition, charitable. But the other half can be contributions to PACs, lobbying expenditures. And the reason the left doesn't like them is because people are allowed to contribute to these anonymously. They don't have to disclose their donors. Now, Lois Lerner would love to force people to disclose their donors. But we on the right, we don't really support doxing people. Now, the left uses way more of these 501c4s, which is the epitome of hypocrisy for them, because they hate Citizens United, the decision that really popularized these. They actually, even the New York Times says they use way more 501c4s than the right does. To have the largest 501c4 contribution in history being made to a left-leaning group, and then the entire mainstream media just ignores this fact, it's astonishing. And it's something that people really need to be aware of. You need to be aware of how you're spending your money, what companies you're giving your dollars to, because Patagonia isn't even a company anymore. It's just a left-wing activism group.
If you shop at Patagonia, you are funding the destruction of your society. I want to make sure I continue to emphasize that every dime goes to destroying
people who hate you.
Yeah, every dime goes to destroying you. Okay, Parker, can you tell me a little bit more about this guy, this Patagonia CEO, who just hands over his whole company to these various commie groups? Even for a dirtball commie, that's a rare thing. What is this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he grew up as, kind of like a normal person. He liked the outdoors, and then he found a way to make, he's a great capitalist. He found a way to make a profit off of the things that he loved. And he produced a really valuable company, a lot of, employed a lot of people, created a lot of good products. But now as he's gotten older, maybe his kids have gone to college and come back woke, and then they started whispering in dad's ear. And they've told him all sorts of lies about, the world is going to end in 2016, or what? I forget what Al Gore said. It was 2016, 2018. I'm sure that's been all of the years that the world was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's committed to funding climate change activism, which of course means funding things like abortion activists. It's the intersectional left that Yvonne has been taken in by. And now, like the legacy of so many great capitalists like Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie, it's all funding basically socialist activism.
Speaking with investigative journalist Parker Thayer, who's exposing Patagonia and what they are. Parker, can you help me understand if this is all legal? Because the people listening right now, myself included, they hear, okay, so you're giving all this dirty commie money and you're funding Democrats with it, and you're allowed to be anonymous. How is that legal? Could a red state attorney general, for instance, break up this kind of organization?
Well, so anonymous political speech as defended by the Citizens United decision, I think is a good thing that should be encouraged. I mean, it goes back to the Federalist Papers. Anonymous political speech is very useful in society, especially when you have left-wing cancel culture trying to destroy everybody who has an opinion mildly to the right of Mitt Romney. But in this case, the Americans for Public Trust has filed an FEC complaint against this organization because looking at their tax forms, there are some weird discrepancies that I won't even try to explain, but they're extreme. It seems clear that somewhere along the line, a contribution to a PAC was mislabeled as being from one of these five nonprofits that the Patagonia is now owned by, when it was actually from another one, which means that there's some sort of weird collusion, one might say, going on between these nonprofits in a way that the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, does not allow. So I think that allegation absolutely should be looked into by the FEC. And if attorney generals can find a way to look into it, they should too, because when money in politics at the scale of $1.7 billion is being used in ways that it might not supposed to be, there is not a single bigger contribution in American history. It absolutely should be looked into by anyone who has the authority to look into it.
Parker, where can people read your work if they want to?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter, @ParkerThayer. I always try to have an excellent Twitter feed, but you can also catch me on capitalresearch.org. We have a great website. We're posting articles every day about the malfeasance of special interests in politics.
Parker, appreciate it, brother. Hey, you want to find out how deep the rabbit hole goes? That's the kind of stuff that you can dig into that keeps us uniquely informed. And it's crazy to think about, right? Look, I bet you money. Man, I'm sad to admit this. I bet if I went and dug through all my stuff at home, I bet I have something Patagonia in there. I bet I do. Never again, right? Never again. All right, let's get back to this testimony from today. Byron Donalds out, just laying everything out for us, what Joe Biden, how the crime family actually worked. Before we get to that, I'll make you a deal, all right? I want you to listen to something, and then we're going to make a deal. Here was Joe Biden from today.
And we've cut deficit over $2 trillion. We've cut the deficit.
If you believe Washington, D.C. is cutting spending, then I don't want you to get an emergency food kit. If you, however, believe Washington, D.C. is spending more and more and more and bringing about an imminent financial collapse, then you should get an emergency three-month food kit because things are going to get rocky. Over 3 million families since just 08 have used My Patriot Supply. Why? Because they're the best. They have emergency three-month food kits prepped, ready to go. They ship fast. They ship free. Honestly, you order by 3 p.m., they ship the same day. And right now, their three-month food kits are $200 off per kit at preparewithjessekelly.com. Everyone in your home needs an emergency food kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, and you should email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I bet you won't be shopping at Patagonia again anytime soon, will you? Before we get back to the Byron Donalds stuff, and the Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Joe Biden crime family stuff, I just want to actually put out a call for something. Daniel Penny, United States Marine, squad leader, so we're talking a stud here. United States Marine, his trial now officially has a date, October 8th. This is a human being who fought for this country. This is a human being who found himself with a very bad man on the subway threatening innocent people. And as the studs do, he stepped up and stepped in and put a stop to it. And this United States Marine is facing state prison in New York for doing the right thing. I'm not going to yell and scream about how evil and wrong all this is. We've done all that. just say a prayer for Daniel Penny. I don't have any way that we can help him, not any way that I know of. I don't know him. I don't want to act like I do, but man alive, if there's anything we can do, we need to try. So say a prayer for Daniel Penny. That's something we can do. All right, back to this. Back to what we were talking about before. The president of the United States of America is a criminal. And before I play the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing and the Byron Donalds thing, I just want to again remind everybody that we found out China had a spy balloon over Alaska. We found it out when it was over Alaska. A spy balloon. It's not even high altitude. It's a spy balloon. It's there to spy. It's gathering information, maybe just pictures, maybe it's gathering signals. We're talking cell phone, radio signal stuff, but it's there to spy on us. China sent it here. And it began to traverse, I don't know why I had such a hard time saying that. It began to traverse the United States of America. It stopped over the military bases and started doing figure eights over our military bases. The Biden administration allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire United States of America, and they waited until it was over the Atlantic before they shot it down. Do keep that in mind when you hear things like this from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tony Bobulinski.
This message doesn't call Zhang Chairman Zhang, does it? It just says the Chinese want to do business with the Bidens. As a matter of fact, it says both coming to be my partner, to be partners with the Bidens, with an S. He, Zhang, is implied, has implied that the number one has made it clear and available to him. Who is the number one?
The number one is Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping, the president of China? Yes or no? The leader of the Communist Party, the CCP?
Yes.
Is the number one?
Yes, that's the number one that Hunter was referencing in that message.
Hunter Biden referencing Xi Jinping as his chairman. And again, I want to emphasize, as you already know, this is not Hunter Biden's business, not Hunter Biden's organization. It wasn't Sammy the Bull Gravano's crime family. It was John Gotti's crime family. It is Joe Biden's business. The president of the United States of America is just how beholden to Xi Jinping? Well, Byron Donalds, great rep out of Florida. Why don't you lay it out for us?
To the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record a portion of the bank statement for the time period August 3rd of 2017 to August 31, 2017, stipulating $100,000 going from CEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco PC. On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III. Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate.
Dong.
That money comes from a Northern International Capital a bank account that is tied to the CCP on August 8th.
I'm going to pause it there for a moment. Look, this goes on for another minute and a half. I'm going to remind myself and you that this is all your money. You understand that? That Joe Biden, we like to say that he was, what was he selling? What was he selling? He was selling influence. You hear that a lot now. Joe Biden was selling influence. He wasn't, but influence? What does influence work? Go tell your boss that, hey, I know you laid me off, but I'm very valuable. And he says, well, how valuable? And you say, well, you don't understand my influence. Influence is not a tangible asset at all. So what does that mean? Taxpayer money. What Joe Biden has been providing to various entities over the course of his Senate career and vice presidential career and now presidential career is Joe Biden provides money. That's what he provides. And it's your money. You worked for that money. That 25, 35% that's taken out of your paycheck every day. You went to work today, and at least a quarter of your day was spent working for the federal government. And Joe Biden has spent the entirety of his career taking the money you earn today and handing it off to foreign entities so they will cut him off a slice and give it back to himself through his family members. Always, always, always remember, we're talking about your money. Oh, I'm vice president now. I'm in charge of Ukrainian affairs. Hey, Ukraine. Man, I'd love it if my son could get this $80,000 a month job with the energy company. And I'm in charge of Ukrainian affairs. Maybe a generous grant to some Ukrainian companies I could arrange coming your way. It's your money. Your money. Joe Biden is a rich old man with your money. Remember that. I'll let him finish in just a minute. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Speaking of old, pains come when you're old, do they not? Pains. You know it. I know it. Joint pain and muscle pain. And you wake up, you can't move your neck and your back hurts. It's part of life, right? It's part of life. It's how it goes. Body doesn't last forever. But we do have to deal with it. We don't want to be crabby in pain all day. And we don't want to hurt ourselves while we deal with it by taking a bunch of pain medication. So what do? You go for natural solutions. That's what Relief Factor is. The drug-free, all-natural solution. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body's trying to fight it. It needs some help. Give your body the help it needs. That's what Relief Factor is all about. They're so confident it works, they sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. Go get a three-week quick start kit. Experience the difference. You'll call, you'll order more. Almost everyone does. Call 1-800, the number 4, Relief, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll continue with this testimony about Biden's crime family. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.